Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuc. A few minutes ago, we spoke with Dave Isay, the founder of StoryCorps, about a collection of Mom StoryCorps stories and about the import of oral history and communication with loved ones. Last month, my mom, Carolyn LaDuc, retired and turned 70 years old in the same week. I know it's impolite to talk about a woman's age, but with tons of verve and about three gray hairs, my mom will tell anybody how old she is, and so she wouldn't mind me telling all of you. I went to her birthday/retirement party at my childhood home in Saranac Lake, and before the guests started arriving, I sat down with my mom and recorded this conversation. Before it starts, to help you understand the family tree a little, my mom's first husband was named Mike, and she had three sons with him, Tim, Chris, and Logan. After she married my dad, Kim, she wasn't able to have more children naturally, so they crazily adopted three more kids, me, my brother Nick, and my only sister, Jennifer. When did you and Dad decide you wanted to adopt, and how did you know it was the right choice for you guys?
We decided before we were married that we would like to have some more children, and that our first one had to be a girl, and so we went almost immediately after we were married to the adoption agency and said, we want a baby girl. And lo and behold, my lovely daughter came to us a few years later.
I'm not pointing a microphone at you, so you compliment me, Mom, but I appreciate it. What was the waiting like? What was the process? What are the steps?
They had to do a home study on us and fill out paperwork, of course. Then there's a waiting list. Infant girls were pretty hard to come by. But when we finally got you, you were 5 weeks old. We had a beautiful, beautiful little baby.
You were married before you married my dad, and you had three kids with Mike.
Yes.
How did your sons that you had naturally feel about adopting more kids?
Two of them had already left home. The third son that I had by my first marriage was so happy. He was so very happy, in fact, that he insisted upon taking his new baby sister to his school for show and tell.
And the teacher let him do that.
Yes, she did. And it was wonderful. She said it was a great experience because it let all the students ask questions about adoption. And that year at Christmas, was asked to draw a picture of what he was most thankful for Christmas time. And so he drew this cute little picture of a baby wrapped in a red blanket. And he said it was his sister, and he was most thankful for his sister, Sarah.
He doesn't feel that way anymore.
Well, I don't know.
No, we get along. We get along. And when you decided to adopt more kids, because I have Nick and Jenny, my brother and sister, who are also adopted later than me. Mm-hmm. How did you and Dad know that you wanted more kids, and how did you go about adopting those two?
We had at home a boy and a baby girl, and we said, well, the boy needed someone his age to play with. So we put in, they had a seminar actually in California where we were.
Because Dad was stationed there in the
Air
Force.
Yes. And so we went to that, and they said there were a lot of children that needed homes. So we put in that we would like to have another boy, preferably between the ages of 3 and 7. And lo and behold, after more home studies and things like that, they called us up one day and said they had a little boy who was 4 years old that needed a home very shortly. So we said, yes, we would go see him. And then we went to see him, and we said, can we take him home with us? And they said, no, you have to wait another day. So we went back the next day and we brought him home. So now we had three children at home.
And then when you guys got Jenny, my little sister.
My husband was still stationed in California, and we had decided that our Sarah needed another playmate, so that we wanted to get our sixth child. So we wanted to put in for a little girl, and we knew that it would be hard to get an infant. So we put in that we would take anybody up to 2 or 3 years of age. I had the strangest experience that was on Mother's Day, and I had this feeling, we had already applied, and I had this feeling that we were going to get our little girl. But I had to come back to Saranac Lake for the summer. My husband had to stay there, and we'd only been in Saranac Lake a short while, and he got a phone call saying they had a little girl. And so he had to go pick up the child in California and take care of it before he could bring it up to Saranac Lake, where we were staying for the summer.
Because your parents were here.
my parents were here. We had a house here that we were staying in. And we came for the summer because summers in the desert were pretty warm. And it was nice to be able, while the children were out of school, to be able to be home.
So tell us about the day that Jenny came to New York.
Jennifer came to New York. My husband had to bring her on the airplane. She was cranky and fussy the whole time. She was teething. She was 11 months old and on a little pink sweatsuit. And we went to meet him at the airport, and I held out my arms and I said, "Come to Mama." And she came right to me, and she was good as gold.
And she's been good as gold ever since.
Well, not exactly. She's now 24, and we were very happy to have her.
Dad was in the Air Force, as we've mentioned, and so he was overseas, or at least out of state, a lot when I was a kid. He was stationed in Michigan when we lived here. He was stationed in New Hampshire when we lived here, and Egypt for a while, and on the island of Pompeii near Guam in Micronesia, or relatively near Guam.
And Korea.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about, because he was in Korea when I was a baby.
Yes, he was. He was in Korea before your first birthday. He went in when you were about 10 months old. He had to go to Korea. And when he came back, he was so happy to see you again. You'd grown a little bit, but we sent pictures and things. But he brought this cute little Korean outfit. Do you remember that, Sarah?
I remember seeing pictures of it. Yeah. I don't remember wearing it.
And so we put you in that cute little outfit, and then you went to your brother's school for Halloween dressed in that little Korean outfit, and it was so adorable.
Was it hard having all the kids at home and having him away when he needed to be, obviously, but was that difficult?
It was difficult. It's a challenge, but it's not that bad. I mean, when you're the single mom, you have to do everything. You had to learn to change the oil in the car and put the wood in the stove and do all sorts of things. But I think it just makes you stronger. And, and the kids and I got along very well. And it was an experience, but it's well worth it.
You've always been a tough cookie.
I'd like to think so.
The other thing I wanted to talk to you about today, Mom, is we share a love of musicals, which I absolutely got from you. And I wanted you to tell me about how you first, when you were a little girl, you first discovered and knew that you loved musicals.
Oh, man. When I was young, and they had all these great musicals on the movies. I mean, great ones with Doris Day and Jane Powell and all kinds of people. And I would just go every weekend when there was a new movie on, a new musical, I would go to that. And then I would quickly run out and try to buy the record so I would have all the music. And I'd bring that home and I'd play that until my next musical movie came out. And I would do the same thing. And I loved them all. My Fair Lady, Calamity Jane, Seven Brides for Seven Brothers. They were just great, and I still love them.
Did anybody in your family share that love with you? Your mom or your sister or anybody?
No, not really.
You discovered them all on your own.
Yes, I did.
And did you try to teach me that love of musicals, or did I kind of come to it on my own?
Gee, I don't really know. I know I read a lot, and we watched a lot of together when you were younger, and I don't know whether that's what did it, but I always encouraged you. I always encouraged your singing and your love of music.
Thank you so much, Mom.
You're very welcome.
Normally at this point in a roundtable interview, we give you a website or book title or date of an event, the wrap-up to the interview so you could know who we were talking to and what we were talking about. I'm Sarah LaDuke, and that was my mom, Carolyn, talking to me about just a few little pieces of her life. Happy Mother's Day to my mom and every other mom listening. This is The Roundtable on WAMC.